So I told him that he'd better shut his mouth and do his job like a man. And he answered, "Listen, Father, I will never kill another. He thinks he's better than his brother that died. What the hell does he think he's doing to his father who brought him upright? Take your place on the great mandala as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you're only losing your life." The jailer not to bother with his meal of bread and water today. He is fasting till the killing's over. He's a martyr.
He's a martyr.
He thinks he's a prophet.
He's a prophet.
But he's a coward.
He's a coward.
He's just playing a game.
He's just playing a game. He can do it.
He can change it. It's been going on for 10,000 years. Take your place on the great mandala. Of time, win or lose,
win or
now,
lose
you
now,
must choose now.
Must choose now.
And if you lose, you're only losing your life.
Tell the people they are safe. Hunger stopped him. He lies still in his cell. Death has gagged his accusations. We are free now.
We can kill now. We can hate now.
Now we can end the world.
So, but you heard me say happy solstice. and with this koan that we're going to visit with today, and a number of things that have been coming up I've had a strong growing feeling about being in the mandala, and that is partly what brought that song forward for me. A sense of taking my place in the great mandala. That was Richie Havens and Paul singing that together. And at the solstice, there's this sense of things poised, yeah? A pause in the ongoingness. Even though the ongoingness does not pause, but maybe there's a pause in my own ongoing. And what's going on? You know, a kind of stopping is going on. A time to stop and sort of take a look and listen. That old advice we give our children, stop, look, and listen. And I think our con seems to me, anyway, to speak to this place between a large moment in which you don't have to figure anything out. And I was noticing in that song, you know, take your place in the great mandala, there's that sense of kind of urgency, like now's the moment, you know, when. And I thought, well, now's the moment when it's good not to be now, right here with us in this large Zoomdo. It's a moment not to be taking a position, not to have to be making those decisions, but to be doing the stopping. The sense of taking my place is different than the sense of taking a position in a way, and that there's something odd and interesting to me about that. Putting down the burden of, you know, put down the burden of your heart, that burden which is so often made up half of evaluation of what's happened and half of anticipation of what will or must or might happen. So just to honor the solstice, there's a small poem I'll read to you. And this is by a poet Joseph Stroud, who I didn't really know before meeting this. Night in day. The night never wants to end, to give itself over to light. So it traps itself in things. Obsidian, crows. Even on summer solstice, the day of light's great triumph, when fields of sunflowers guzzle in the sun, we break open the watermelon and spit out black seeds, bits of night glistening on the grass.
Could you read it again, Sarah?
Sure.
Thank you.
Night in, are you all hearing me well enough now? Yeah, okay, good. Night in day, the poet Joseph Stroud. The night never wants to end, to give itself over to light. So it traps itself in things. Obsidian, crows. Even on summer solstice, the day of light's great triumph, where fields of sunflowers guzzle in the sun, we break open the watermelon and spit out black seeds, bits of night glistening on the grass. And the poem that we are taking up as our koan today, which is one that Kate brought into a Thursday discussion, Kate Fox now called. And this was a poem that was in association with the 20th hexagram of I Ching. So I thought, as we begin to relax into our meditation, I would bring in some of the notes from that hexagram, from the Stephen Karcher edition, because they seem to me to companion so well the poem. And so, and then the poem will come in too. So I'll just speak these things into our meditation. So get comfy, and here we go. Thank you. viewing the ancestors' eyes. Wood and wind, the lady of fates over earth, field, the dark mother, viewing the ancestors' eyes, the first manifestations of a new ancestor spirit. Let everything come into view. Examine, contemplate, divine the deep meaning. Listen. In the moment between ablution and libation, washing and the pouring out of a wine offering, the moment between, images, bird face with bright eyes, the old gatekeeper, and a standing person with a big eye whose head is filled with spirit. Whose head is filled with spirit. Emerging visualizing, watching, appearance, clairvoyance. Inner images, the intelligence that makes things clear. to contemplate is to be completely together with this time. What does that feel like? Just being together with this time. To meditate, entering the middle of it. Of this. The portals suddenly have neither front nor back. Look, see, then you will be the portal that is the gateway that enters itself. Look. See, then you will be the portal that is the gateway that enters itself. Observe. Be observed. Then you are the eye that looks into itself by its own light. The eye that looks into itself by its own light.